Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, November the 10th. In the news this morning, overnight, EBOT prices were December corn up 3¾ cents at 558.5, December wheat up 2¾ cents at 781.25, and Jan beans up 3¾ cents at 1215¾. We did have a sale this morning, 22,000 metric tons of soy oil to unknown. That may keep the bids up there on the bean oil today. But the crude oil has broken more than a dollar a barrel. Tried to make a new contract high overnight, got within 2 cents, and has since broken about a dollar and 5 cents off those highs. So that could put a little pressure on bean oil. But the trade really is going to be focusing on a couple of things. Number one, really good weather around the country. We should be getting really close to finishing up harvest this week or next. I don't see any real problems out here. We're dry in the southwest. We're dry in the northwest. But aside from that, weather looks pretty good. Brazil's in great shape. Argentina's had some rains but could use more. It's drying out in Australia. Black Sea had some rains. So I see that things are improving a little bit out here in the weather. As far as the reports go, I just don't know how the government can increase corn yields by half a bushel and reduce bean yields by 3/10. I don't know what they're thinking, where they're getting their information, but everybody, including myself, believe that beans should have been higher. I thought corn would be steady to a shade higher, but to increase it as much as it did and to decrease beans, it just doesn't seem justified out here. You would think if they're going to raise the corn, the beans should have been in much better shape. But that's not what the report is. We have to live with it. But I would say down the road, we're going to have to, deal with this. I think exports are still in deep trouble. We've got the dollar up 24 ticks here, 94.20. I think that's going to weigh on wheat, corn, and beans ultimately. So my guess is if we're higher today, the pros are going to take a shot at selling it. I didn't see anything really that friendly in the corn numbers. World carryouts are big. Our carryouts, $1.5 billion. I don't see any real problems there, at least not to justify 550 to 575 corn out here. The beans with a carryout of 340, it's still a lot. Yeah, it's 20 million less than we're looking for. But I think it was really a matter of just short covering yesterday. We closed well off the highs. We only closed a nickel higher than we did on Friday. So I just would think that the pros would sell it in the first half hour here today and see where it can go. But we've had a history of these reports the last 3 months that, the reports are a little bit bearish and then we rally. So, who knows if this is going to start another leg up. But I don't think so. So anyway, we'll see where we go here today. But I don't see anything friendly out here. Certainly the reports, I didn't think were friendly. But it is what it is, and the markets are going to digest it. And, maybe down the road we'll see higher bean yields. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.